This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, get involved in the conversation. Hop up on the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved with, frankly, people smarter than I am. Up on the website, really. I mean that sincerely. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're just involved in the conversation. But if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can do all the stuff I like, buy my book, being one of them, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate. But guess what? You don't have to. You really don't. You know, we're if you take a look at the articles in there, if you take a look at the books, if you head over to Amazon, you can actually, I guess you can read a few pages there before you buy the book. And I tell you about what the you know, and you're seeing it happen. Now think about something. I wrote the book last year. I wrote it, finished it up in November, right after the election or right during the election. I think we waited to do the last chapter until President Trump was elected. So we waited on that one, and we did it. And when you look at it, you see this stuff is still going on today. There are still people out there today when you talk about the first chapter. Absolutes? Absolutely not. That's right. We take a look at how the left or academia or whoever it is that are putting it out there are saying you cannot have any absolutes. You cannot have right, wrong, male, female. Because what's good for another may not, what's good for one may not be good for another. So I look at that and I said to myself, that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Now, when it comes to the left, they are all over the right. There is a right and wrong. We're always wrong and they're always right. It really is that simple for them. And I wrote about it this week, but we'll talk about it in the second hour because Kimberly Marin's going to join me after the first hour. And you look at this and you understand that these people, this is not equality they're looking for. So we're clear, just so you really understand. There's no equality being looked for here. They want control, and it's total control. It's not partial control, not kind of, sort of, it's not whatever. They want total control. And by the way, today, to prove that they have a lot of control, today is Happy Environmental Day. That's right. That's what Google says. Google says that today is Environmental Day where you need to go out and you need to connect with yourself. What do you think of that? I just want to throw up, really, seriously. It gets to the point where you say to yourself, are these people serious? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, always, always, always happy to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Somebody asked me earlier on another show, and before I get lost in it, they asked me if what I thought would happen with the Supreme Court and the travel ban. And First of all, my crystal ball doesn't work. I don't know what to tell you. But secondly, let me tell you this. If truly the Supreme Court follows the rule of law, the country wins. President Trump will get his travel ban. And again, we'll deal with this more in the second hour because I wrote about this weekend. I wrote about the dysfunction, this delusions, whatever you want to call it, of the left. Now, so for some of you who pay attention, Alan Dershowitz said that the Supreme Court will uphold the travel ban. Now, the beauty behind this is Alan doesn't agree with the travel ban. Alan is a staunch left-wing Democrat. But his attitude is the law is the law. And that ban should be upheld because the president has a right to issue it. So you got two federal judges already that have struck down provisions of President Trump's revised travel ban. But both of them have spoken about the president's, what his intent was. And that based on what he said on the campaign trail. First time we've ever heard judges in this light when you had a president talk about what the president or the candidate talked about on the campaign trail to use in rendering judgment. This is not right. All right? The law is the law. It doesn't matter. You guys on the left all talk about how your skin color should matter, where you came from, whether you're legal or illegal. None of that should matter. Well, same thing here, right? Nothing should matter other than the law. Does the president have a right to do this? Are these guys going to hang out on a regular basis, these attorneys for the left? And every time we set a drone up now, all of a sudden, every time we want to take an action in the Middle East or somewhere along those lines, all of a sudden they're going to crop up with some self-righteous garbage and decide they're going to sue, they're going to stop, they're going to file an injunction. See, I say we point out. We get that nasty, we point out to them. These people died because of you. Those people were killed because of you. The terrorists got in because of you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. So, the thing here, some people are asking if, Ruth Bader needs to recuse herself. I think she should. Because she has hated the president from day one. She has spoken out against him on a regular basis. But I think even if she's there, okay, and they follow the law, not their hearts, not their feelings, but the law, America wins through President Trump's executive order. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're watching, you can see the disco ball going. I thought we only were going to do it on Fridays, but hey, what do I know? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now's the time to take your picture, because this is about the only time you're going to get that light. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate it. I got to put this on the switch. I keep saying that, and I never do it. I'm going to shock the stuff out of me, and it's going to be funny. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin, I'm just going to bring her right in so we don't waste any time. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Kind of kick the week off together here. Look at that. I end my week with Xander. I begin it with Kimberly. No wonder you can't hear anything.
What's better anyway. Than that?
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, so Talk to me. How is New England these days? I mean, you should be having some pretty weather there, and the loons should be out in force.
Cold and rainy. It's like Seattle.
Oh, by the way, since you're there, I might as well wish you a happy Environmental Day. I don't know if you knew that was today. It's all over Google. So,
if I had known that, I would have been outside burning tires.
But they want you to go out and connect with nature again. They've asked that you go out and take a minute and breathe in the air. Well, except if you're in L.A., Detroit, and a few other places, you may not want to do that. But in places like where you're at, they want you to take in Mother Nature, breathe in the air, you know, feel it again. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, you know, people do that every single day. So I don't know what their deal is. I actually wrote about the climate change cultists. I was telling you earlier today, you know, and how they want to save the environment, except anything they're doing isn't saving the environment. So whatever. And I read an article today. Someone else wrote that, you know, as soon as these global warming alarmists actually practice what they're preaching, then we can have a discussion. You know, they're driving around in their big SUVs. They have these huge mansions that don't have solar or wind turbines. They drive around these huge jets. You know, they have just their hot air alone that comes out of their breath puts more carbon emissions into the universe than anything ever else could.
Well, look at your buddy Al Gore. You know, he gets to pull right up to his driveway in his plane.
Yeah,
and think about it. Think about when Obama went a couple of weeks ago, when he went to Europe. I mean, think about the jets that he took out there. Think about, you know, how he got to where he was going, how big his entourage was. And you're thinking to yourself, wow, really? Do they just don't really see it? I mean, Kimberly, seriously, you show up in a jet, you're sitting in a caravan of Escalades, you're burning all this fuel. Are they really that dense that they're not sitting there going, yeah, this looks kind of bad, doesn't it?
No, they're not dense. They think we're dense. And the problem is their supporters are dense. So that's where it all lies. It has nothing to do with actual global warming or climate change. It's all about lining their own pockets and lining the pockets of their buddies. Al Gore became a multimillionaire because of his bogus global warming. I'm trying to use a nice word here. Sorry, I'm trying to think of a nice word.
Well, thank you.
You know,
for doing that.
I mean, they're lining the pockets of their buddies. Remember all the green energy billions of dollars that Obama spent, and half the companies went out of business. Oh, yay! Thanks, taxpayers. So it has nothing to do with actual environmental issues. It's really just a cult. It's worse than religious cults, and they drank the Kool-Aid, only it hasn't poisoned them yet.
No, I'm getting a kick out of all this. I'm getting a kick of the whole hour, second hour. I'm going to talk about climate change. I'm going to talk about the numbers. I'm going to talk about the predictions they made back in the 70s that never, ever, ever seemed to come to fruition. Not one single one. No. And how do you justify that with science? How do you say it's settled science when nothing has happened? Always interesting to me.
Yeah.
You know?
But people still believe it, and they're teaching it and shoving it down our throats in kids' schools and public education. I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is nothing more than lying. I mean, you know, think of all the school books that are being made, all the subsidies that we're supposed to give for green energy, and this ridiculous Paris Accord was going to extort more money from taxpayers to give to third world countries so they can help with climate change, because that's really what's important when their people are starving. God, these people are ridiculous.
Well, there was a number. I'm going to save it for the second hour. I don't want to give it out right now, but I was amazed to find how much the United States has paid into some of these programs, how much money it's actually put into, fighting climate, global cooling, warming changes. I don't even know what the heck to call it. I really don't. They change it so often. I have no clue as to what to call it. But apparently, I'll give it out because it'll make you go crazy and a couple of other people pop eyeballs. The United States put $1 billion into the World Fund to help clean the planet in 2015. Can you take a guess as to how much, and I'll do it this way for you, how much combined total every other country put into that fund? Give me, if you get within $100 million of it, I'll send you a free shirt.
$0.
Oh, zero. I'll have to get your address later. You are correct. $0.
Did you think I already knew that?
All right. And on top of that, the United States has been deemed by the World Health Organization as the least polluted major country on the planet. So we are the least polluted major country. We've paid the biggest amount of money to clean up, I guess, other countries. And the other countries put absolutely $0 into making this planet any better. And somehow, we're the haters, we're the bad guys, and we should be doing more. Is there a crack pipe close by? Because that's about what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what they're smoking. They gotta be.
Oh, Kimberly, I just, this stuff just drives me nuts. And I can't do enough on these things. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk about handmaidens, who I thought were long gone, but apparently New Hampshire has brought them back. You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, and leave it up to your legislators. They have really lost their minds as of late. I always get a kick out of them. Anyway, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Go ahead, write it down. TheRealSide.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up on the website. You can get involved. And I want your email address. The top right-hand side, at the top of the box, it says join our club, and put your email address in there. That way I can send you out a weekly mail, let you know what's going on. And if you're feeling generous tonight, or any time, you know, really, head over to the website, click on Patreon, and you can help support the show. I do appreciate the time you spend with us. We'll be back with Kimberly Marin after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
That's a perfect song. Pretty right. There you go. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do get involved in the conversation, please. I really do appreciate the time that you're with me, that you're spending with us, that you're responding. Up on the Facebook page or on the website, therealsite.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there. I want to get back to my guest. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. I do appreciate the time that she spends with us here on the show. Kimberly, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Just fighting the fight, right? I mean, and you do it. I watch your posts. I mean, you're doing it 24/7 like I am. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
All right, so let's talk about handmaidens. You know, handmaidens are a good thing, right?
Only if they're cleaning my house.
No, it goes along with the story that you wrote, and just to set it up a little bit, in New Hampshire. Like that's why I said earlier, they're a little off up there in New Hampshire. Some of them.
Well, it's not just New Hampshire. If you're seeing these people around the country, it's AstroTurf. It's just another left wing faux feminist group that is trying to make, the pea hats didn't work. So now they're trying different costumes to try to claim that their rights are being taken away when they're not.
No, well, that's what I was going to say to you. I'm watching these things all around the country, the women's marches, and mostly women anyway, and they're out there and they're marching for women's rights. They're marching against their rights being taken away. And, you know, you've done this, so I'll set you up a little bit here, but even I've done it. I said, what rights have you lost? Which yes. ones have actually been taken away from you under President Trump? What has changed?
Yep.
They can't answer the question. They have absolutely nothing for you.
No, they can't answer the question. And the bills that I specifically wrote about, the handmade harpies were in the Texas legislature and the Missouri legislature and the New Hampshire legislature. And none of the legislation they were protesting was taking away any rights. And in New Hampshire specifically, the bill was giving mothers the right to seek justice if their unborn baby over 5 months, you know, pregnant in the womb is murdered or killed. So they were actually fighting against women getting more rights than were ever being taken away. And that the bill in New Hampshire specifically carved out women who chose to terminate their pregnancy, doctors, abortionists, medical, anything. So it specifically carved out any of their wants. Because we have late-term abortion in New Hampshire. There's no limits here.
Really? Like,
yep.
On demand, whenever?
Yep.
Wow.
I don't know what the federal laws are that apply, but in New Hampshire, the state of New Hampshire, we have no time limits on abortion. None.
Wow. That's sad.
Yeah.
It is. And the majority of Americans do believe in limits on abortion. The majority of Americans do not believe in late-term abortions.
Right.
So, you know, again, unless it's, most Americans agree that if the mother is in danger of losing her life, then yes. But other than that, no, not at all. So it's amazing how these legislators don't listen, and then they get nailed and they get all upset about it. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, no, it is. And, you know, the majority of pro-choice people even want limits. So, you know, probably I think 90% of the country want limits. It's only this extreme left-wing pro-abortion out-of-control people that want no limits and want mothers to be able to get an abortion for any reason on demand up until the day before they're due to give birth. Mm-hmm. That's literally what they have said.
Well, we've done that interview about a year ago. We had that guy that was at one of those marches. And most of the people that were being interviewed there said the same thing. You know, they hesitated a few times, but ultimately they came down the side of yes, that it was always totally a mother's choice. And even when the person interviewing said, hey, so if the baby can live on its own at X amount of weeks or X amount of time and the mother wants to abort, is that okay? Well, yeah, it's the mother's body. She can do whatever she wants to. So the baby is a viable human being. If it dropped out of the womb on the way to the abortion doctor, and it was fine, you say you're okay with it. Yeah, yeah, I'm okay with it. Yep, right while she's in labor, you can abort the baby. I'm thinking, wow, we have become a cold and cruel and heartless society, haven't we?
It's, you know what, and I've written about this, it's because they dehumanize abortion, and that's, when you actually talk to people who are pro-choice and support Planned Parenthood, when you actually talk to them, and show them the human baby body parts, and you actually talk to them in real terms about abortion, they are horrified. I have seen it in action. They're absolutely horrified. But Planned Parenthood and the left has done a great job of dehumanizing it as if it's not a big deal and it's nothing. That unborn future human life is nothing and it means nothing. So they've done a good job of that. But back to the handmaids. So mostly that's what they seem to be fighting against is some kind of legislation that is either defunding abortion providers or in this case actually giving mothers rights. The other one, there was some, I forget what the other laws were, but it's interesting because I don't know, have you read The Handmaid's Tale?
No, I'm sorry. It's one of the fairy tales I never got to.
You don't. It's horrible. So I read it over the weekend because, of course, I have to do my research, right? If I'm going to understand something, I got to do the research. So I forced myself to read this terrible book. And it's a fiction book, and it's about, you know, some religious sect kills the president, kills all of Congress, and takes over the country. They don't ever explain really what sect it is, and this sect doesn't like it, that lets Jews leave, and it kills Catholics and Jehovah's, and it's just really strange, right? They don't really explain it. And then they take all women's rights away. And then these handmaids become surrogates for the elites whose wives can't have babies. So it's really, I'm getting flashbacks from the book. It's so bad. But so that's, they're trying to say like all their rights are taken away. But in reality, there's actual women who live under horrifyingly oppressive governments right now in this world. who have no rights. They can't, you know, protest about birth control. They aren't even allowed to touch birth control. They aren't even allowed to think about birth control. Never mind that they can't be educated, they can't dress how they see fit, they can't even go out in public without a man, well, a relative.
But Kimberly, what about the female genital mutilation that's going on? Is it in Minnesota or Wisconsin? I mean, in Michigan, wherever it is. And it's against the law, but you have it's going on, and you have people fighting to allow it to go on because it's a religious belief. And I'm saying to myself, yeah, what? Go ahead.
Wait, you just mentioned, I'm sorry, I have to bring this up. The Maine ACLU doesn't want to criminalize female genital mutilation. Seriously.
They're being selective. What can I tell you? I don't know. You know, maybe they're afraid. I see. This is why I say to you, it's not equality they want. It's control. It's always control. And you can see it in their actions. If you're being honest about it, you can see it in their actions. It's just crazy. But you're right. I mean, again, that's why I say it's fake outrage. That's why nobody listens to them anymore. Nobody really believes what they have going on. The groups, they're like the Facebook pages, right? It's your own little inbred group that is constantly upset and outraged. Well, why don't you reach out of that group?
Yeah, it's just perpetual outrage. I mean, it's hysteria on every level. They do this. It's just everything. You've seen it since Trump got elected, right? You saw it a little bit before, but now you really see it. I mean, just every single thing is just permanent perpetual hysteria. They've gone beyond just fighting against and resisting. It's hysteria now. And when, I mean, we have insane New Hampshire legislators who were offended and upset about this bill, and they said it's misogyny, even though it was increasing mothers' rights. But one of our other state reps has a hot dog fest every year that the proceeds provide money for homeless animals. It's a great cause. It's not partisan. Everyone goes. It gets a lot of money. He's raised thousands for homeless animals. And a couple of these women called it a sausage fest and how misogynist. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. They're beyond hysterical now. They are just beclowning themselves left and right.
I agree. And it gets worse and worse and worse. Anyway, hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break. Really, heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks, really, truly, thanks for being with me tonight. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 of the shows, but you've chosen this one, which I'd like to believe shows how high your IQ is. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I got Beverly. Hi, I have Beverly Murren. In case you really screw up, right? If you like her name is Kimberly Murren. If you don't like her name is Beverly Moron. I don't know what to tell you.
Please, Kimberly, they call me that all the time. Ooh, you gotta change your life. Oh, yeah. Like my brother's gonna do that to me first.
Yeah, right. So I see your posts. So I was worried at one point that I actually was calling you the wrong last name because everybody was calling you moron. I thought maybe I screwed it up or something.
Believe me, I've typed it myself. Whatever. Even when you know you're right next to each other, you know?
Yes. So, look, at I beat them to the punch a lot of times. I'll write about it first, and I won't let them jump on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
All right. Let's talk about some really crazy stuff. I mean, you, by the way, before we move on, the handmaiden thing. I missed the handman thing. What was that all about?
Apparently, look. The whole point about the handmaids is that they were surrogates, so they were child-producing years. Apparently, in New Hampshire, they could only find one woman who might be of childbearing years. The other ones were two older women, and at least one was a man. Two looked like men. So apparently they couldn't find enough women to actually dress like fools and humiliate themselves and the state of New Hampshire during that legislative session.
That's just wonderful. That's just great.
I can't make this stuff up. These people don't understand that they just give me more fodder every single day and every stupid thing that they do.
No, because they just believe that you're a hater. And they don't believe that there's anything they're going to be able to do to get you to write something nice about them. And you're just too ignorant and illiterate to understand. That's really what it boils down to.
Seriously. I'm trying to think if I've ever written anything nice. I'm sure I have.
Listen,
I'm
tear up both sides. That's the funny thing about it.
Well, that's what I do, yeah.
Yeah. And you want to go, oh, so what is it? Until I'm 100% ripping on Republicans, I'm going to be a bad guy? Are you nuts?
Yeah, anyway. I just want the facts, for God's sakes. You know what? I don't care if your opinion's different than mine. That's cool. That's your opinion. But at least base it on facts, and that's the problem. They never do. And you can't present them with the facts because they freak out and, oh, my God, their feelings, their feelings. They can't handle the facts. So, of course, and then when they act like fools, like this man-made, which is killing me, they get what they deserve. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, but you can't make fun. Because if you make fun, then you're a hater. You already know that, though. That, you know, we're good with that. So, let's see. What we got a little while ago, Tammy got it, producer Tammy pulled it down. I guess there's been a shooting in Orlando. Five people are dead after a disgruntled ex-employee opens fire. So, yeah. Again, here you have a right-wing commentator who's not jumping down the throat of, oh, it must be terrorism, you know, because long before there was terrorism, remember, there was going postal. Do you remember that one? That
yep.
was always a
Oh, yeah.
A
That's
big
why
deal.
We can't carry in post offices.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, it is.
I hear you. I hear you. But so anyway, again, you had John Robert Newman, Jr., 45, walked into a store in Orange County, Florida, and took the lives. This is just, you know, it's funny. And five people died. You won't hear this all over the place. This won't be spread everywhere because they're too busy worried about Russia. Right? You won't hear about, I mean, this is their favorite topic, too, right? I mean, gun violence is like what they live for. And you won't hear much about this. Guaranteed. So, anyhow.
I've been talking to you when I was on mute this whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what mute does, right?
Yes, I do. See, sometimes that O really does belong in place of the I. I can't believe I was talking to you. Multiple things I said, and I was on mute.
Well, oh, you're not too old. You should be able to go back and grab them. I mean, go ahead. I'll give you a minute.
Good Lord. So, I can't believe this. This is exactly it. It's a horrible thing, and I agree. Nobody should be jumping to conclusions until they find out. I tell people that all the time. You don't know until you know the facts. Wait. And this turned out to be workplace violence. The guy was arrested previously, or not arrested. The police were called to this workplace previously because the guy battered another employee. So this isn't the first issue they've had with this guy.
Right.
But it's not because he's white. It's not because of his religion. It's not because of anything else. It's because something was wrong in the guy's head that he felt that this was okay. Ban guns. Ban guns.
Yeah. No, some of the shootings that took place, like even here in California, Berkeley, and a few other places, up and down the state. I was going to, you know, the first day I'd always say the same thing. Stop and wait. Because you always hear at first how he was a quiet man. He never really bothered anybody. He kind of kept to himself. Okay, that might be a hint. I don't know. But then you also hear the other side of it, especially when it comes to young people now. You hear how violent they were, how they went from 0-60 in no time. That he was constantly, he or she, was constantly threatening people, you know, and talking about crazy, violent situations. And nobody thought to turn this person in. Why? Because political correctness ran amok, and they didn't want to ruin a young person's life over them thinking that they might have a psychological issue. No, they'd rather ruin the lives of, you know, 15, 18, 20 other families when this guy finally pops and starts wiping out families all over the state. Don't you agree?
Well, one of the problems, and I'll be honest with you, one of the problems...
No, lie to me.
This is thanks to the left, is they made it, and the ACLU, they made it so that people who have mental health issues have more rights than their own families to try to get them help. So it takes a lot. I mean, even the cops' hands are tied. It basically, these people have to commit a crime before anything can be done. And unfortunately, we see that, you know, more often than not, that crime is a mass murder. That is the problem. Our mental health laws need to be changed. Yes, we need to make sure we're not throwing anybody in, you know what I mean, and just committing anybody, and that people need to deserve to be treated well. But these laws that were changed, I don't know, what was it, 70s or 80s? I can't remember when the laws were changed, but it really has caused a lot of this problem, a lot of these problems. It's not gun control laws that are an issue. It's these mental health laws that, you know, you can't report someone, because even if you do, the cops can't do anything unless they actually committed a crime.
Right. Right.
Wow. So, and then you're right, but people are afraid, because if you remember the San Bernardino murders, the neighbors thought something was going on, but they were afraid to report it because they didn't want to be considered racist or xenophobic or whatever because they were Muslim. You know?
You know, I look at this stuff. I reported on that back then, and I said, political correctness killed 14 people. There's no way around it. Those people point blank said the only reason they didn't say anything is because they were afraid of being labeled. And
right.
when you're in fear that somebody's going to call you a name over the fact that you want to report something you feel might be dangerous to the general populace, then the political police, PC police have won. And we can't let that happen. We can't let that stand.
No, I mean, look what it's done to Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. You know, we're supposed to learn from other people's mistakes. We're not supposed to repeat them. Even as an adult or as a child, you see someone make a mistake that's really, really bad, and you're supposed to learn from it. Granted, we don't always, right? Self-admitted, I haven't always. But if that's something that important, you're supposed to learn from either mistakes or history. And we just don't seem to grasp that in this country. We, you know, especially the left. They just keep repeating the same dumb stuff over and over again, like a gerbil in a freaking wheel that won't stop and getting the same results. Failure. You know, like climate change. They called it global warming before. Oh, let's just slap a new name on it, and we'll make sure that Billy Bob and Susie Joe will follow us still because, you know, he didn't lie.
Well, Al Gore's such a nice man. You know what I'm saying? He cares about all people all over the planet. That's right. Don't get me started. All right. Listen, before we run out of time, tell people where they can find you, where they can hear you. I don't know if you're still doing the radio gig or not, but let people know.
So I'm at the Federalist Papers. I'm at Western Free Press, New Hampshire Political Buzz, Gerard at Large on Mondays at 8:20 in the morning. And find me on Twitter at ConservativeByNB, and maybe you can check out Man Made.
God, I don't want to. I'm so afraid. Anyway, I am Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Look, we have got a smorgasbord of stories tonight. You're going to love some. We're going to talk a lot about climate change. So if you're one of those guys that wants to nail me on climate change, show up in the next hour and make sure that you don't have talking points. You have absolute facts. because they're going to wipe your butt with the bullpucky stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.